Welcome back, this RB Sensei. To my diehard fans, make sure you watch at least until 9 minutes because watch time is the most important factor to this channel growing and being successful. To new watchers, if you like this video at any point, like and comment. Be sure to follow me on Rumble, Discord, or Twitter. Links below, because who knows how long they're going to let me stay on the tube. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
I saw a video about like black women dying alone. I really hate I hate that scare tactic. It is better to be single and healthy than in a relationship and toxic. That's what I believe. I actually know stories of black men who have died alone, literally, and was found by like a family member like 2 days later. Are there unrealistic expectations from women? Absolutely. I hear them all the time, and I can stand by that. But to make it like your life, if you don't have someone there, you'll die alone. That's bullshit. Your name TJ?
Yes.
I love y'all on TikTok. Y'all be having good light, y'all. Y'all be ready. How old are you?
I'm 48.
Damn.
Okay, you look good. That's a microphone?
It is.
Okay.
Is that a serious question?
You're so dumb. You are really dumb. For real.
All right, TJ, where you calling me from, baby?
I live in Arizona, Miss Kendra.
All right, listen, y'all be prepared on TikTok. I love it. So TJ, 48, looking good, Arizona. What you do for a living?
Well, I just left corporate America in February. So now I'm on my entrepreneur journey. I'm helping people build legacy wealth. So credit repair, life coach. I've got a couple things I'm doing, but I'm passionate about my nonprofit.
So what do you want me to put down for your job?
Okay, she literally just said like four different things. She just left corporate America. She's a life coach. What else did she say? She'll help you fix your credit. That sounds like some scam shit.
Absolutely.
But then at the end of all that, she say, but my passion is a nonprofit. So what the fuck do you do?
Nothing.
Like I always say, they think saying four things make them seem like more of a boss. But no, it makes you seem more unstable. And then I'm highly skeptical about I just left corporate. You know how women like to embellish things. That may mean she was a bank teller. Let's break this down. Why even mention that? It's because she wants to sound more fancy. If you just left corporate, we don't need to know about corporate. That's not what you do for a living. Are you telling me that this woman left a good, stable corporate job to chase this dream of being a successful entrepreneur? I hate to tell everybody, most people aren't going to be successful entrepreneurs.
What? Oh, no.
Let's put down entrepreneur. That's okay. What's in my profile.
Entrepreneur. Do you have any kids?
I have 3 grown children, yes.
How old are your 3 grown kids?
29. I gotta try to get this right. 26 and 24.
Okay, your 3 kids, are they all by the same man?
Yes, my ex-husband.
Okay, and when did you get divorced?
2011.
What?
I don't know what she thought was gonna be waiting for on the dating market, getting divorced at 34 with 3 kids. But we see what her outcome was, because she's 48 and on Kendra G. She's been on the dating market failing, as we would have expected, for 14 years. So it's safe to say she's not a good catch. Or somebody would have caught her in 14 years on the dating market.
I think as of late, particularly, that point and that belief is being proved right over and over again.
What kind of man you looking for, girl?
I need a strong man, independent, who has emotionally healed, and just looking to explore and live life. Just get out here and live and have fun.
Okay.
Well, sound like you're looking to be a side piece. See, this is what these women don't get. If you're not looking to be a housewife and you're looking to be free and just travel and have fun and yada, 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 side piece.
In reality, the highest position she's going to get is side hoe.
What are your deal breakers?
Lack of communication, selfish, lack of self-aware, and low emotional intelligence.
Okay.
Well, yeah, the reason dudes ain't communicating with you because you're just a pump and dumb. The reason they don't have emotional intelligence, they don't give a fuck about your feelings. They give a fuck about fucking those tits and getting out of there.
God, you're sick.
Subscribe now if you like what you heard so far and you want more content from me. It really helps this video and the channel blow up. Thank you. They're not concerned about your emotions. You're just a fun girl. They don't have to be, you know, self-aware. They are self-aware. I don't give a fuck about this bitch. They're aware of that.
Money. Should he make a certain amount of money?
Oh, Lord. I don't know. If she says something intelligent, I'll give her credit for it. But I'm willing. It's going to be some dumbass shit.
I need him to be very stable. I mean, I have worked hard. I'm building this new life. And so I think a man that doesn't have at least what I'm bringing is going to be insecure. That's been my experience. So, yes, he needs to have a nice level set income that hopefully can level me up, is to be honest.
Hey, get the fuck out of here, nigga!
No. You don't get any of that, you dirty whore.
Be able to afford me. I don't care where you get the money from, as long as you make me happy.
Girls are saying it with their chest. Be able to afford her. She don't care where you get the money from. She ain't asking for no W-2s. She ain't asking for no tax returns.
None
Just get
that.
The money.
Mm-hmm.
I was trying to tell the ladies, don't focus on the money, focus on the character. They said, fuck you, Kendra. Where the cash at? Where the cash at? So, fellas, I'm sorry. I tried. Rob a bank. That's the only way you get a woman.
Now, she says she got all those jobs and careers and businesses, but she need a man who's stable to come level her up. Why should anybody level you up? You sound like a boss babe. She's broke, and she need a man to come fund all her bullshit and her fucking credit repair scam business and her nonprofit. So she's 48, on Kendra G, begging for money. Begging for a man to come bring her stability at half a century.
You don't find that suspicious?
What is that minimum?
Oh, I gotta say minimum. He's an entrepreneur, hopefully, because then we can live. I mean, 150K is very low end for me. I know, girl. That's why I know I'm gonna be single for a little bit, but I'm okay with that.
Welcome to being alone for the rest of your life. Go ahead and join the other cat ladies. Congratulations, you just played yourself.
Y'all heard it. Hopefully he's an entrepreneur so we can live. What does she mean by that? Probably, I want him to have all this free time. That's how you know she's not a serious entrepreneur. Because men who are out there getting it as entrepreneurs, they're not just sitting on their ass scrolling on their phone. They're really out there getting it.
You're goddamn right.
Or she may have meant, I hope he's an entrepreneur and he's making a whole bunch of money so we can live and he can spend all his money on me. Either way, it's not a good thing that she said that. I don't know why all these women think just because a man has money, he's looking to blow it on a bitch. Especially one who's not worth it. See, these entrepreneurs who do want to trick, why not trick on a 25-year-old who looking to get on my program and who willing to clear her schedule to do whatever I want to do? And I don't got to meet her kids and her ex-husband and none of that BS.
Oh my gosh, I've never heard about that.
Subscribe now if you like what you heard so far and you want more content from me. It really helps this video and the channel blow up. Thank you. So based on her logic, the chances are going to get higher that she's going to get this 150K man as time goes by. Oh, I'm going to be single for a long time, I know. So basically she admitted, I know it's ridiculous and it's not going to happen anytime soon because it hasn't happened in 14 years. So I guess she think in another 10 years it'll be more likely that she'll get this 150K man at 60.
Can't make a whole housewife. Don't try to reinvent the wheel. Let her do what she was born to do. Ho. Yeah, ho. Punk bitch.
If your big 48-year-old tits haven't got the job done, your saggy 58-year-old tits aren't gonna get the job done.
Oh, that's no bar, nigga!
So if 150 is the low end, that's too low, 150.
I mean, that's low end. Like, he's comfortable, he's confident, and I feel good about that.
Okay, so the minimum is 150.
Yes.
Got you. Because so 80K, you couldn't do that.
I mean, if he come with a heavy swag bag.
Nigga, what? What are you teaching the youth? What?
Grow the fuck up. Grow up.
This is a 48-year-old woman talking about coming with heavy swag bag.
I don't even know what that means.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative.
No, it's not.
I would look at a 25-year-old like they're retarded for saying that dumb shit. So a 50-year-old? That tells you everything you need to know about this woman. You could make 80K if you come with heavy swag bag. And why don't they ever stand on it? Because they just be saying shit. Kendra give them the slightest pushback. Okay, 80.
I don't listen to it. Because it means nothing to me.
I mean, if he come with heavy swag bag and, you know, some other things kicking it, great vitamin D, because I'm in sunshine, Arizona, so that vitamin D got to be rocking if he make 80K. And his, you know, personality, everything's got to really be a lot. Because I find that if they're not secure in who they are, he can be that at 80, but if they're not, it just becomes a challenge because I'm very vibrant outside.
Now, when you say vitamin D, what kind of vitamin D you talking about? I know you ain't talking about Sunny D.
No, ma'am. You know what type of vitamin D I'm talking about. I'm 48. Like, I am about to go play tennis. Like, I was literally about, like, I saw your live come through. I'm like, no, my profile is ready. So he got to be out here and active, and that includes regular vitamin D.
Nasty bitch.
This woman, you know, we assume here. We do a lot of assumptions here and a lot of generalizing and things like that. This woman doesn't play tennis because she has a passion for tennis. She's been watching these level up coaches and how to land a rich man coaches. And tennis is something you go play to try to get you a rich man. Because rich old white men go play tennis. That's why she's into tennis. Let's just be very fucking clear.
Nice try.
So we'll make an exception if the vitamin D is right in the salary category.
More than that, if his lifestyle and his, you know, just everything. Okay. But that, you know, those are kind of those.
So with that being in mind, though, if a guy made more, let's just say he made 200K, but didn't have the best vitamin D, would you give that guy a chance?
What does the best vitamin D mean? If he is, like, low vibe and, like, we got to have some good connection in that space. It's not, like, top priority, but if you're once a month and I need, you know, a couple times a week, we won't be healthy. And so, you know, if he makes 200K and he needs Viagra, that's fine. But we should be compatible in those spaces.
They think they're going to get this perfect man who make money, he good in bed, he like tennis, so on and so on and so on. Look, even if that man did exist, which he doesn't, he's not fucking with a 48-year-old mother of three who on TikTok, who had to come on this ghetto-ass dating show. So even if this fictional character existed, he wouldn't fuck with you for more than a night or two.
You gonna learn today.
You get to say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves on the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.